You may take your seats. We have had an opportunity this week to have the children and all the adults at camp at the same time and in the same place. That's really, they were all with one accord in one place. And it's really been a joy, I think, to many of us to see all these children running around the grounds and worshiping the Lord with us in the meetings. And having fun all over the place. I mean, it's really nice to see them so happy and smiling. Now, for the most part, sometimes it didn't always turn out that way. But we've really enjoyed you being here at camp. And I know that in the mornings, every morning, some of our children, the 2 to 6 year olds, had their own little thing going on down by the cottage. Sister Diane and her staff of waitresses and waiters were watching them and caring for them, but not just letting them play in the sand and down the slide, but they were also teaching them. Now, really, in the few days that they had together, it was almost the impossible dream to think that Sister Diane could teach them 3 Bible verses and 4 songs and everything else. It's really, they're even younger than the cottage. 6 is the first year of the cottage. And so all the kids down there were actually younger than cottage age, excepting for the few that are 6. So, yes, to dream the impossible dream was dreamt. And this morning, the children are here with us. They're not down there. They won't be down there later on either. So you have to keep them with you this morning. But we're glad that they're here, all of the boys and girls. And I'm going to ask Sister Diane to come, and she can tell you more because she was there. She was there with them, and they have something prepared for us. So we want to give them that chance and opportunity. Sister Diane, help us, please.
Maybe while I'm just introducing them, the moms can bring up the little kids and they can get them up here because it might take a while. You know, I don't know. We've never done this before. So maybe all those little boys and girls can come up here right now. And we did something very simple. We sang a song. We will be singing that song for you. They learned parts of the memory of the verses that we read every single day. But you have to understand, like Brother Ernest said, they're 2 to 6 year olds. And so we will do the best we can. But every day we looked at a story of Jesus. First of all, how Jesus wanted the children to come to him. And then we learned things about Jesus, that he's kind and thoughtful. And he's strong. And he helps us. And so just these little stories that we read about apply to the lives of these little boys and girls here. And so we had a great time with them. We sang, we looked at these verses, we looked at these stories, and now we will try and sing the song that we learned and do the best we can. And I'm going to take a seat right here. The first thing we will do is read Mark. I will read Mark 10, verses 14 to 16, with a little help from these. Jesus said to them, "Let the children come to me.
Don't stop them.
For the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth." Say it again, loud.
I tell you the truth.
Anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. Then he took the children in his arms and placed his hands on their heads and blessed them. And now we will try and sing Jesus Strong and Kind.
Thank you.
were singing for us and reciting a tad. That was really, really a blessing to all of us. We want to pray for these children that in years to come, somebody was saying to me the other day, let's see, we're at the 75th anniversary of camp. And in 75 years, when we celebrate the 150th, my granddaughter Savannah will be somewhat near the age of some of those that are here right now on these grounds. I couldn't imagine Savannah being that old. And then I remembered a picture my daughter Christy sent to me of Savannah as she would look as an old lady. And yes, then it all came back to me. But before she gets to be that age and 75 years roll on, not only Savannah, but all of these children will have the opportunity to go through camp, to go through the cottage, to go through the village, to be waitresses and to be staff members and to be counselors and head counselors. And who knows what else from there the Lord will have for these. But He is, the Lord is good, and the Lord is faithful. And we're thankful that we can trust Him to work in our boys and girls. And now the 7 to whatever on up from there, they're all here too. And I could ask them to come and sing too, but I won't do that justice. I'll leave you alone this morning. But we're glad for the children that are here at camp. And as I say, we want to remember them in prayer. I just, for no good reason, but I just thought, you know, what happens if if, you know, my kids and grandkids, not my kids, my grandkids get tired of Pilgrim Camp, and maybe there's another place around the lake that we could send them, a camp. So I looked it up, and I looked and saw, and I noticed that you can send your boys to a camp not far from here for a mere $4,750 for 2 weeks. And then you can send them for the whole season. Mothers, wouldn't that be fathers? Send your children away from the end of June to the middle of August for $13,900. And they'll take care of them. That's a cut rate if you do the math. I'm only kidding. I'm not thinking about sending. Why would I send them anyplace else? Not only the expense and the cost, but, you know, those camps that charge all that money, you're not going to get your kid coming up here singing, "The Lord is good and faithful. He will keep both day and night. You can always run to Jesus." You know, those truths that are put into the hearts of these children, these truths are priceless. That's worth more than 14 grand. So what you have left over from the camp fee, you could put in the offering this morning, which we'll take in just a moment. And the offering this morning is not for Brother Paul, so he can furnish the office a little bit nicer and give an upgrade from whatever. It all goes to children that don't have an opportunity to come to camp. And as you know, we've done this, camp has done this year after year after year. And you said, "Well, what happened to the money that we gave last year?" You didn't give any money last year. Camp wasn't open. Well, now about 2 years ago, what happened to that? Well, it's there, and it's being used and will be used, continue to be used. And next year, Lord willing, if camp is able to, and we're trusting that we'll be able to have the cottages opened and the village opened and Natick and Nonantum, and then we can use whatever funds are available from the Pilgrim Camp Fund that's collected from this one offering that we take at camp every year. And so this morning, we'll take that offering in just a moment as we sing after we pray. And if you are not prepared, and maybe you haven't, but you're not prepared, your checkbook is back in the room or your billfold, or maybe you're just not ready for that, and that's okay. And of course, nobody has to give anything. It's willingly, it's a free will offering if you'd like to. But if you're not prepared but would want to, Brother Paul said that what we would do is leave an offering basket after the meeting on the pulpit. Just leave it right here. After lunch or whenever you have an opportunity, it won't be here long, and some of you won't be either. But it'll be here for a little while in the afternoon. And you can, if you'd like to, give an offering towards that children's fund. You can place it in that offering sometime this afternoon. But let's pray for our boys and girls, for our children, that God would bless them. Yes. It says in the Bible that blessed is the one who has his quiver full of those arrows, talking about children. like olive shoots that sit around the table, and we get to teach them and train them. I think of Amrit's family. He's got 5 children and 2 more coming. That's a lot of arrows, but that's wonderful. It's wonderful to think that we have an opportunity to instill the Word of God in 7 children from 1 family. And then there are other families like the Quos and the Radalikos and who am I forgetting back there? All of your families, the Goranskis, yes, and whatever. And if I'm forgetting you, forgive me. But the Filincieres, and so many of us have had the opportunity to raise children in Pilgrim Camp and teach them the ways of the Lord. And Father, we pray that that would always be so. Lord, many of us here that are older look back in our lives and we think of the cottages where we gave our heart to the Lord, where you spoke to us and challenged us and we said yes to you. There are others in this room, Lord, that could think in the village when that call was given and I gave my heart to Jesus. Lord, how many, only eternity knows. How many have been won into the kingdom of God as young people, as boys and girls here at Pilgrim Camp? And Lord, we want that to continue. And we know that it will because your word doesn't change. Help us not to change. Lord, help us not to be more interested in the horseback rides and the motorboats out on the lake or whatever else might be offered to some others. Lord, we pray that we might be able to offer to these children Jesus. And we might be able to offer them the word of life that not only has promise for right now and the happy times we can have this summer, but Lord, also for the life that is to come. And I don't think we're gypped. I don't think our boys and girls that live up there in the village or cottage are being cheated or gypped and not enjoying or having a good time. They're having a great time. They wouldn't change this for anything in the world. And Lord, it's because of everything that's offered here at camp. Lord, it's mostly because of you. And we just pray that you will continue to work in these little hearts, oh God. Those who sang this morning, we pray that that song that they sang would really get into their bones. And they would remember through all their life, Lord, that you are good. And that you are faithful, and that they can always run to Jesus. So thank you for it. We pray it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Let's sing together the camp song, Holiness Unto the Lord, number 44 in the white book, and stand together and take our offering as we sing, number 44.
Saving from sin, holiness. holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing, shout, loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever.
Shall we take our seats and let us pray together for those that are back home in our churches. We all represent fellowships and assemblies where you would be this morning if you weren't here, and where you'll be, Lord willing, sometime throughout the course of this week, if not before next Sunday. But we want to remember all the churches that are represented. Our church back home has some gathered this morning. Hi. And I hope that they're doing well, and I hope everything is being broadcast well to you. But the few that are back home, we want to pray for you and with you, and trust that you're entering into the worship and entering into the presence of the Lord with us here at camp and wherever our homes are. Father, we thank you for our church family. Lord, that you've put us into a local assembly and a body of believers that push and that prod and that pray and that help and encourage us all. And we pray that you'll bless them today, Lord, right where they are. Jesus, bless each pastor who stands behind the pulpit and handles your word. We pray that you will put your word into their mouth, that you will anoint them with your Holy Spirit. And Lord, everyone sitting in the congregation, that they would all be what you want them to be. Lord, open up the ears, open up the hearts, fill them with faith. And we pray, Lord, that each one will lay hold, Lord, of you, that there'll be a meeting with you, not just a meeting in a little building somewhere with one another, but Lord, unto you we gather. And we thank you that where we come, two or three, there you are in the midst. That's what makes a meeting. You're there and we're meeting with you. And so, Lord, grant that this day. We ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that last stanza.
Called unto holiness, bride of the Lamb, waiting the bridegroom's returning again. Lift up your hands, for the day draws near, when in his purity the King shall appear. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing and shout in love and love. Holiness unto the Lord now forever.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, grant you.
I wanted to very quickly give a testimony. You know, there's many ways in which the Lord speaks to us. The Lord speaks to us from His Word. The Lord speaks to us from our pastors and from friends and those around us. And just in this time that I've been up here at camp, I just wanted to share the way the Lord's been speaking to me and working in me and communicating with me, if I can put it that way, is from all of you. From all of you. Okay.
From all of you. And that's just very quickly, I just want to say, from the relationships. You know, there's three types of relationships that we can enjoy in the body of Christ, and really in any community, and that's with those who are older than us, those who have been on the way for longer, who know the Lord, who have gone through thick and thin, who have had the trials, and that they can come back and report, get back, that God is faithful. Keep following on. God is faithful. And then there's the ones who are laterally, those who are alongside of us, our friends, our peers, and those that we can walk with. And sure, we have lots of friends and lots of people within the body of Christ, but there are those who we do life with. And when we do life with those people, we can share in our vulnerabilities and our struggles and our weaknesses, but then we can encourage one another, and we can continue to carry one another forward. And then there are those who are coming behind, those who are younger. Those who are just starting to on their walk with the Lord, or maybe they've been on the way for a while, but not as long as maybe you have, and they can be an encouragement as well, because you see how they're following the Lord, and you can see how they are being faithful in what they know, and they're desiring to please God. And I'm just so thankful. My heart's full. Just the way that I've been able to be up here at camp and see how God's been working in all of you, that's an encouragement to me. So God bless you. Thank you for all of the way that you have allowed God to use you to encourage me. And I pray that more would be able to enjoy the community of believers that God has put into our life.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our brother Tim and his family and other families are leaving after lunch this morning or this afternoon. Now, we appreciate all, of course, everyone who's participating in staff. Thank you for your hard work in the office, in the housekeeping, wherever you've been. Now, this isn't the wrap-up of camp. You know, Memorial Day kind of feels like this to me. We gather Memorial Day in the morning, and then Memorial Day afternoon, I stand on the porch and I wave goodbye to everybody. And now I know that some of you have to go to work tomorrow and have to get back to the office, and so you have to get home today. And that's understandable if that's the case. But every Memorial Day, and I can't say what will happen tonight, but every Memorial Day Sunday evening service, it's wonderful. Now, every service is nice and wonderful and good, but those Memorial Day Sunday night meetings when there are just a few that are here, and I think there'll be more than a few that are here tonight, but the Lord's not finished. If you have to go, He understands, but if you're here until tomorrow after lunch, that's even better. And so we have our lunchtime today, and there'll be, as they say, a special remembrance and thanksgiving to God for the 75 years, and a special meal provided, and you'll enjoy it, I'm sure. But throughout the day, we want to believe the Lord will continue to work in us, and whether we go or whether we stay, that God will continue His gracious work in our lives. And tonight we gather again at 7:30 tonight. 7:30, is that right, Brother Paul? Yes. The evening service. So keep that, please keep in mind, 7:30, Lord willing, this evening.